You know that big button that says record?
That
That's
says
usually the
record.
record
Thank you.
that we've
Thank
been
you.
doing for 200 episodes, big
For
red button that says
200
record.
plus the other podcast, 500. Got it.
Got
Hi, everybody. Welcome to a new
it.
episode of NMR. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I'm your mother, John, and
Yes.
this is your father, Darren. Hi.
Hi, I felt like you weren't wondering where the record button was. And so I
Well,
just had
listen.
to remind him because it's not an important button at all when you're doing a
When
podcast.
you're
It's
doing
probably
a
the
podcast.
least important button. So
Well, I sometimes, when you come on Zoom and like everything's a little bit different than the last time because it updates itself. And, I just had to make
yeah,
sure I knew where it was.
it's fair.
Darren, I am back from my first grader illness that I had last week, also known as strep.
You had
Who gets strep?
full-blown strep. I
I
mean,
had full-blown strep.
I've had friends that have gotten strep. I've
Yeah.
luckily, thankfully, have never had it.
Sucks.
My brother used to get it, in school. I mean, people just
Yeah,
get
yeah,
it. I feel
yeah.
like, but it's strep is one of those things that makes me sort of wish I probably had COVID over strep because strep seems like a nightmare. Every time I have a sore throat, it's like the worst thing to me.
Yeah. Well, the good news here, let me tell you though, the difference between, well, first of all, COVID is of course a virus. Strep is
Right.
a bacterial infection. So actually, you kind of want to get strep because you can take antibiotics and it gets rid of it right away. I was feeling better within, I'm not exaggerating, 8 hours because the antibiotics just work that fast because it's a
And
bacterial thing.
that means when you swallowed, it wasn't stinging, or like, what does that
Yeah,
mean?
like that swallow event was just getting progressively better by like the hour, basically, thanks to antibiotics. Yeah.
That's great.
So like
That's
COVID's one of those things
fabulous.
that's like, your body's going to try to beat it. It could take a day or weeks or unfortunately other horrible time frames. So you could have a sore throat with COVID for a long time, whereas strep you can just nail it. They'll know right
Right.
away and you can just get rid of it. Anyway, yeah, so we had to like delay the recording, guys. I got a lot of your like kind words on Patreon because I just wanted to let everyone know because we had to do a flashback episode last week because I couldn't record. So thank you for your well wishes. And I am back. Darren, you had a really fun weekend. We're recording this right after the Oscars aired.
Yeah. Did you watch the Oscars at all?
I did actually. I haven't, haven't seen any of the movies unless it's Marvel. Literally, it's funny. The only movie I saw that I saw was nominated.
Was
During
weapons.
the telecast, not even Weapons, was for Best Visual Effects, which was for Jurassic World Rebirth, which, by the way, was probably the worst of the
Oh.
series, the mo of the movies.
I don't even know who won that, gotta be
I
honest
don't
with you. I
remember
mean,
now off the top of my head either, but yeah, so.
well, I had been prepping for a while in case I got asked to do the Oscars. I also try
Right.
and see every Best Picture. Now that there's 10, it does take a little while.
Oh,
Like, it's
that's
not just
right.
like you can sit down in a weekend and watch 10 best pictures because everyone is 4 hours. But I had been kind
Right.
of prepping over the holidays. I told you, I think I watched Begonia with my dad, and he was like, "What did you make me watch?"
What is the pro t briefly tell me the premise, like the three par three sentence paragraph about that? Because I'm going to tell you
It's.
this, every single clip I see of Emma Stone, I'm like, what the actual fuck is going on in this
You've
movie?
seen a Yorgos Lanthimos movie, though, right?
I
Did you
know
see
what he's
Poor
about.
Things,
No,
our
I didn't, but I know
favorite?
it's all
Okay.
like weird shit like that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a weird is kind of the best way to
Yeah.
describe it. I don't mean that pejoratively,
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Begonia is an adaptation of a book. I can't remember the
Okay.
book's title, but essentially it's
Harry
two,
Potter,
one,
yeah.
it, yeah, exactly. Jesse Plemons and his co-conspirator are kind of like conspiracy theorist doomsday type of people
Okay.
who were kind of like in a bunker, preparing for the end of the world, if you will, and have this belief that this very high powered corporate exec played by Emma Stone is somehow like an alien brought to this world to kind of like destroy it. And so they kidnap her and lock her up in their basement of
Oh
their
my
house
God.
bunker and try and get her thinking that she's an alien,
Right.
essentially. Like, then that's like
Okay.
a very like log liney. She's
Yeah,
basically a
yeah.
nefarious agent, right? And
Okay.
so, hence the reason she has like a shaved head. Like, they believe
Yeah.
she's communicating with her people through her hair. They're covering her with like
Ew, I don't like
cream.
this.
It's very like doomsday-y. I mean, the movie was weird for sure. It wasn't my favorite Yorgos movie, which probably should be said. It was definitely very odd, but
Okay.
I mean, she's great. I love her. Jesse Plemons, I love. It didn't get a lot of love at the award shows. I mean, it was
Yeah.
nominated a bunch, but it didn't get a lot of love. So,
Yeah.
neither did Marty Supreme. So a
Yep.
lot, you know, I will say watching the Oscars and having watched them, and having watched all the movies, like, was very predictable. Everyone
Yeah,
that
that's what I
I thought
heard.
was gonna win,
Pretty
there
much
were some
did.
like, is it gonna be Michael B. Jordan? Is it gonna be
Right.
this? Like, there were a couple of that. Is it gonna be One Battle? Is it gonna be Sinners?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got to cover the after show. So after the Oscars on
For
E!, which
E,
is
yeah.
basically like a wrap up. I
And you've
come
done this
on.
before, right?
I did it last year. I've done it
Yeah.
before. I did it a few years before that. I'm basically coming on as their movie expert. And we're just talking about kind of the
Which you
results.
are.
You know, we're kind of talking about, you know, Sean Penn winning. And I talked about Amy Madigan. There was a little bridesmaids reunion at the
That's
Oscars.
right, yes.
What's funny though is like, so I watched it in a little bit of a silo because I was like getting ready. I have to watch it where we're doing our production in the
Right.
hotel. And then I'm getting my makeup done as we're doing it. You're eating dinner, you're kind of talking, and then you go out and then you do your broadcast. And so there's not much preparing that you can do because, in theory, the Oscars could go any which way, and I don't know which way they're going to go. So the only
Sure.
preparation I can do is like, let me look up facts. I'm going to watch
Yeah.
all the movies, I'm going to have an opinion. But I thought the Oscars were actually kind of fun. Like, I thought that like Conan did well. There, it
Conan was great,
was.
yeah.
It was very long. They need to figure out a way to shorten
I
it. They just they
know. I
it
was
like
thinking that
3 hours and 40 minutes is just it's just to me, it's just cut it off at 3 and figure out what awards you can give out before or something.
Yeah, I
They
agree.
really need to figure it out. And I know that they're, you know, everyone's watching for best picture, best director, you know, best actor, actress, and they just need to figure out
Yeah,
they need to
I
figure out how
agree.
to shorten it. They really do.
I
It's
think we
quite
just
annoying.
do, I think, what is it, 10 or 12 categories? Just do them back to back to back. Call it a Zoom conference. You know
Yeah, I mean, I actually thought the In
what I mean?
Memoriam
It
was
was,
really special
I did
because
too.
Diane Keaton,
I
Rob Reiner,
know.
Catherine O'Hara, among so
O'Hara.
many others,
Yeah.
Robert Redford,
Robert Redford.
a
Yep.
lot of
Yep.
people, you know, people had something to say about Babs's performance for sure. Like she had a whole bit on that. But, you know, people thought that they were really poorly produced. I don't know if it's just because I wasn't really paying attention to that, and I was really only focused on who was winning and what was being said.
Right, you were busy working, right?
But apparently, I saw a lot of people online, a lot of chatter that they just thought it was kind of like poorly done. And I didn't agree with that, but I'm curious to hear what you guys kind of think.
I mean, I wasn't, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of the Oscars because I mean, I am because I love the excitement around it, don't get me wrong, but I usually haven't seen most of the movies. It feels a little bit too long. I think
Right.
sometimes it's a little like, I don't know, like just not my vibe, I guess you could say.
I
In
get
terms of
it.
the production, though, like I thought it was fine. I don't know, nothing stood out like bad or overly good to me. It was very kind of middle of the line to me personally, but I
Me
don't know.
too.
Yeah.
I just was like, oh my God, it's supposed to, so I'm PST, right? So it's supposed to wrap at 7. So it was like 6:50. And I'm like, oh my God, they haven't gotten to best actor, best actress, best director, or
Oh,
best
really?
picture even yet. I was like, there's
Yeah.
no way they're wrapping at 7. You know? So
No,
like,
definitely not. Yeah.
I know, sweetie, I'm gonna come take you outside in a minute.
Oh,
I'm talking
Snoopy
to Snoopy.
has made a cameo.
Oh, she's looking at me like, you need to take me out to go to the bathroom right now.
What
Why is John talking? And that's fair.
is the latest with Snoopy? Is she doing well? Is she being bad? Like, what is the latest? I feel like it's been a second since we
She's
had
never
like a
been
true
bad.
update. Oh, she's never been
She's
bad.
that's not in her vocabulary. That's number one. Okay, she's looking at me to take her out. So, John, you're going to have to vamp for about 2 seconds when you talk about the
Oh,
Chicago National Tour
okay. I'm going to do that right now.
because she's looking at me. But Snoopy is fabulous. She's amazing. I think she's getting a little porky from the holiday weight.
Oh, interesting. Welcome
She got
to
a
my
little
world.
holiday weight.
Welcome to the having a
I
child
mean,
that's 7,000 pounds.
to
My
be
seven
fair,
thousand pound child.
Magic could still eat Snoopy completely and like
Well,
would
that's true.
still be not full.
Still be hungry. No, for sure.
But give me one
Go
moment
ahead. We'll
as I
pause.
take my daughter
Go
out. Give me
ahead.
one
Okay,
moment.
sounds good.
I'll have everyone know it has been a successful pee and she got two treats
Wow.
for
Two
peeing.
treats. What a world she's living in.
She's like, I've had a couple contractors come to the house recently to give me quotes. And of course, she's like barking up a storm as soon
Of
as they come. And
course.
I'm like, just FYI, I was like, my dog's 8 pounds. I was like, she's
Yeah,
got a
you'll
mighty
be
bark, but I was like,
fine.
you'll be fine.
You'll be
And
fine.
all of them, like all these like big, burly, like
Yeah.
construction men guys have been like, they just get down on all fours to try and like
Oh.
please her immediately. And they were like, I've got dogs. She's so cute. And I was like,
Yeah.
that she can make grown men cry. Like
She
she has
can.
got the ability to do this. Like she's
In one
truly
way or
incredible.
another, she will make
Yes.
grown men cry.
Anyway, the Oscars was amazing. Thank you for that pause.
Yes.
John, you saw
Yes.
Chicago? Tell me about
Yes.
that.
So I just wanted to mention I saw the national tour of Chicago. Have you seen the musical Chicago at some
I
point over
have.
the
I seen
years?
it, seen the movie, and I saw it on Broadway.
Nice, very nice. Yeah, it came through Pittsburgh, and a friend of a friend was actually performing in it. So, got lucky to go see her. Shout out to my friend Heather and one of my old time friends, Matt. And it was really fun. It was like one of those musicals that I kind of always forget that exists, not in like a bad way, but just because it's such a classic that tours every year, and I think it's still on Broadway. It might not be actually these days, but
Catherine Zeta-Jones win
yes,
an
she was.
Oscar
I think she
for
did
that?
actually, now that you're
I'm
saying that.
looking it
Yeah.
up.
Yeah, look that up. But yeah, I just wanted to mention it was a really good show. If you're seeing it anywhere, let me know. It's traveling across the country. I love Hot Honey Rag. I love He Had It Coming, all the classics from
He had it
Chicago.
coming.
Yeah.
He
It is
had it
funny, like I
coming.
kind of forgot how basic that show like set is and everything. They kind of have the big band on the stage, and it's like just mainly dancing and singing with no real props, honestly. But that's what makes it so great too. It's like you don't need all the theatrics to make it a great, interesting, funny show. What are you
That movie
finding on the
came out in
research side?
2003. Let me
Yeah,
just
it's super
say,
old.
it won. I'm trying to see best. I think it won Best Picture in 2003.
Chicago did.
In
Darren's doing some
2003.
research while we. Oh, Snoopy's joining.
Yes, Chicago fucking won Best Picture.
Oh, I don't remember it winning Best Picture. That's crazy.
Yes. And she won a Best Supporting Actress, Catherine Zeta-Jones
That's
did.
right. Yep,
Wow.
that's right. Wow. There
Wow.
you go.
Wow, look at this. Look at
Well,
this.
on the cameras, Snoopy is on what on the is she on
She's
the
showing a part
desk
of
or
her butt.
table?
Yeah, she's on the
Yeah.
she can go wherever she wants,
She does
John.
whatever she wants. She does look
She's a renaissance.
bigger. I'm gonna say this.
Snoopy, John hates
When I
women, and now
saw
he's calling
her
you fat. That's what
when I
he's doing.
visited you in LA last year, can you believe that was like only a year ago? Doesn't that feel like a little bit longer than just a year ago? She's thick.
Oh, so you're
She's
with two
thick.
C's though, with two
Two
C's.
C's, yes.
Okay. She's
But she was
thick.
just a little beanie baby back then. Now she's kind of like a pillow, which is nice. Yeah, not a bad
She
thing.
is kind of,
Oh,
no. Oh.
interesting. Suddenly we're all
What
against.
does that make magic? A beanbag chair?
Oh, no, that makes him a Volkswagen. Yeah,
A full
a
car.
full ass metal car. Yeah. By the way,
Okay,
I'm also.
so yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say. So I saw Chicago, but guess what? I'm seeing on Tuesday Lady Gaga. I'm back.
Where is she playing in
She is
Pittsburgh?
playing in DC, actually. So I'll be traveling down to DC with some friends. And I have a whole fiasco I have to tell you about with Ticketmaster.
Oh, I love a
You love a good
Ticketmaster
fiasco?
fiasco.
Okay, so actually this started on StubHub. Okay, we all know StubHub, SeatGeek, the secondhand. I usually can find a decent enough deal on there. But like I'm sure and everyone listening probably knows, like a lot of these big artists, these tickets are very expensive now. 10 years ago, I paid $150 same day for a floor level seat for Lady Gaga at Madison Square Garden. Okay, just to give you an idea of the
Wait,
difference.
10 years ago,
10 years ago,
you
yes.
had floor seats for Lady Gaga for
For
$150,
$156.
but bought them day of the
Day
show.
of on StubHub, yes, correct.
Okay.
And I do that, and I used to do that in New York all the time. Like I saw Beyoncé, Gaga a couple
I have a feeling
times.
that's not happening
No, so
anymore.
like you go to Ticketmaster, the face value is way more expensive, but then when you get onto StubHub and these secondhand resellers, they're even more expensive. And just to give you a perspective, I'm talking like $2,000 for the floor seats and up, depending on how close you are to the stage. And this isn't just Gaga, like I said, I think it really started with Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, where people were
Yeah.
just dying to go so bad they were going to pay that. Then like
It's
Beyoncé's tours,
crazy.
yeah, it's all very similar for these big artists. But anyway, so I'm talking to a friend that I want to go with one night, real kind of late on the phone. We're like, yeah, when are we going to go see Gaga? I almost planned a trip to Japan over my birthday just to go be there for my birthday and also see Gaga because she happened to be there over my birthday.
Bitch, you
But
don't
that
leave the
didn't,
house. You're going to
I know, but
Japan
then I
for fucking
don't leave
Gaga. Get the fuck out
the
of here.
house. That's a good point. But
You're
then
like,
she and
touche.
you're like, too, I'm like, touche, I'm not leaving anywhere. But then she announced like a second leg here in the spring, and I was like, okay, I'll wait and try to get tickets for DC or whatever. Okay, so I'm up one night, I'm talking to my friend. We're talking about, yeah, should we go? Like, what are the prices? Let me just hop on like StubHub and see. Well, like I said, the prices for the floor seats were like 1700, 2000. If you were right against the stage, they were like 5000, like truly insane
Just
prices.
insane.
Yeah, they are insane. But I found a floor seat, two of them for, hold on, let me remember exactly how much it was. For, I think it was like $550 each. And I was like, wait, I was like, oh my
Is
God.
this day of show or is
No, this is like
this
weeks and weeks
in
ago.
advance? Okay.
This is way in advance, like a month and a
Oh,
half in
obviously, you're
advance.
not seeing it
I'm
until
not there
Tuesday. So
yet. Yeah.
obviously, right, all right,
There
right, right.
you go. So I'm like, oh my God, like I have to buy these right now. Like I was like, I'll just put it on my credit card. You can pay me whatever. I'll like buy them right now. And I look through, make sure they looked right. Like, you know how it shows you like your perspective from that seat. Like it
Yeah.
was right up against it. So I'm
Wasn't
like,
obstructed or anything
no,
like
no
that.
obstruction.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. I'm like, no, everything looks good. You know, like this, someone must just be trying to get rid of their tickets, which does happen for sometimes, especially with
Sure.
like corporate seats. Like sometimes they just get sent back, they get up on face value, and you move on with your life. So I buy the tickets. It's now like 1 o'clock in the morning on like a night I have to be up early the next day. I'm like so tired. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay, yes, we're going. Yay, have a good night. I'll talk to you tomorrow. We hang up. I get the note, all the notifications start coming in. Oh, your tickets have been sent through. Like, da 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 da. When you buy on StubHub, what basically happens on the back end is the person who owns them originally or who is selling them has to transfer them from the place of sale. So in this case, it was Ticketmaster. So they just
Right.
have to press a button, it gets sent through. It's very seamless and easy.
Okay.
So StubHub's like, your tickets should be ready. And then Ticketmaster's like, good news, your tickets are ready. I'm like, yay, let me just go look and see, like, just to double check I got like the date right and things like that. Cause she has two dates in DC, by the way, back to back. So I go and I look. The tickets, like I said, were for like let's say section four, you know, like literally number four on the
Right.
floor. Four on the floor. I look at the tickets. Dates right, price is right, everything. The price is right, if you will. Bob Barker, rest in peace.
I got it.
And except the section says instead of section four, section 402.
Okay, well,
The
402 is the high
nosebleeds. The
section.
nosebleed. The word, you might as well be on the roof.
What, did you read it wrong or were they advertised
No.
incorrectly?
So I'm like, I was like, what the fuck? I thought I got scammed. I was like, oh, I just got scammed. Like, that's my bad. I got
Right.
scammed. And by the way, that price, let's say whatever it was, 500 or whatever, is about what those insane seats up against the wall were, up against the ceiling. So I was like, okay, that tracks. They must have just labeled them wrong. And StubHub didn't, I guess, have whatever technology they needed to verify all that information. So I first call Ticketmaster. At this point, it's 1:30 in the morning. I'm on the phone with fucking Ticketmaster, by the way. Or maybe I was like chatting or whatever, you know, online. And they were like, oh, because this is like an issue with StubHub because of how it was listed, you have to call them. Call StubHub. Now I'm at 1:45 or so, okay? They basically were like, send us the screenshot of like the Ticketmaster ticket, like everything that you have, like email it to us at this email and we'll take a look and see what happened. So I'm like,
Okay.
great, this is going to take forever. I'm like, I'm out, you know, $1,100, whatever it was.
But at
Like,
least
this
they're not
is.
like sorry, you're out of luck. Like,
Yeah,
at
no,
least
for
there's like
sure. There's
some
a process
movement
happening.
on this.
Yeah.
Right, there's a process.
There's a process. So I sent it to them thinking that it was going to take forever. They write back immediately and they're like, oh, I'm paraphrasing here. They were basically like, not sure what happened here. The seller must have mislabeled these. We will send you a follow-up email within 24 hours with your options. You can either A, get a full refund, or B, accept tickets, comparable tickets at a similar price point. And I was like, okay, but I was like, am I gonna get like I'm paying essentially the value of a nosebleed seat. So are those the comparable tickets? I don't want those.
Well, that's what I'm
I'm
saying, because 550 though isn't probably what the venue is
exactly.
listing, and a
Yeah.
nosebleed like 550 is going to get you pretty close. I would
No.
imagine it's
No, that's the thing.
a
That was that's
secondhand. I would imagine it would be tough, but the venue is going to sell $550 tickets for fucking
Well, this
nosebleeds?
is StubHub I'm telling you about. Everything has to go through StubHub with this
No,
part of
I
it.
get it. What I'm saying
Oh.
is like when they say comparable, do they
Yeah.
mean
Well, right.
the market of what a $550 ticket that
Oh, I see
Madison
what you're
Square
saying.
Garden is selling, or for what a secondhand person is
I
selling?
think
Do you
it's
know what I
what
mean?
StubHub is selling because it's their
I see.
marketplace. But
Okay.
that's a good
Okay.
point. I hadn't thought about that. But yeah, even the 500 level, I was saying, like I said, were the nosebleeds. That's how expensive these tickets were. So I'm thinking, well, they're only going to give me the value of,
I mean, you already have a nosebleed ticket,
yeah, I'm
so.
like, so what's the fucking point? So they send the email probably within the hour because it was before I went to bed. Okay. So they send the email. The comparable tickets
Oh,
were
God.
$1,200 floor seats, and I got them for the same price as I paid for the $500
I
ones.
was gonna say, okay,
Can
A,
you believe it?
amazing. I
Yeah.
mean, I was gonna say though that they should, because you thought you were buying
Yes,
floor,
exactly. Yes.
then why, like, I'm thinking, why would you give me comparable section 405
Nosebleed.
seats? I
Right,
already have
right,
that. I don't
right.
want that.
Well, exactly. I just assumed I would not get that lucky. So
Amazing.
when they came back within the hour with that, I was like, oh my God, this was just super duper lucky that I had a problem with my tickets and was able to get really, really, really good prices on them. So
That actually makes me feel better about the
shout out to
company.
StubHub. I know, yeah, especially because we hear so much stuff in the news, especially even with politics around Ticketmaster and price gouging and things like
All of
that.
that.
So to hear a good success story in the sense of like being able to get the tickets I wanted, I got really lucky and I'm really thankful. So StubHub, if you're listening, thank you. We really appreciate you making that wrong a right, if nothing
Wow,
else.
that's
Yeah.
amazing. You're gonna
Yeah.
have the best time.
Thank you. I know I can't wait. I was sort of on the fence about I love this album too. So like I'm really excited about being this is my ninth time seeing her, by the way. So like it'll just be really fun. I'm going with a handful of my really close friends. I just can't wait. It'll be fun.
I can't wait to get my ticket in the mail. Thank you so much for
Yeah,
purchasing for
you're
me. That's
unfortunately,
really
we
sweet.
can
That's really
only
nice
get
of you.
we didn't have enough. They didn't have enough. They didn't offer you tickets, unfortunately. So that's
Oh,
unfortunate. Yeah.
that's fun. That's fun.
All right, Darren. Well, that's it for this week's episode, guys. We'll be back with a new case next week. And if you're a Patreon subscriber, you can get it a little bit earlier, of course. So be sure to tune in and get those. Darren, I will see you whenever we start recording in a couple
I'll
minutes.
see you when I see you,
See you when
John.
I see you. Give Snoopy a boop for me.
I will.
Okay, bye.
Bye.